Maggie works for as the principal technical advisor with MSH, and she supports projects in the areas of family planning, MCH, HIV/AIDS, and TB, including the STRIDES for Family Health Project in Uganda. Maggie has over 15 years of experience in international public health programs, and she has an MS in public health from Harvard. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm very pleased to be here presenting the work of my colleagues in Uganda from the STRIDES for Family Health Project on work that they did to work with health facilities to achieve better maternal and newborn health outcomes. And I do not have any financial relationships to disclose. So to start, I will be discussing how a quality improvement approach known as the Improvement Collaboratives was used in Uganda to systematically scale up a family planning and maternal and newborn health package of services. This work was initiated by the USAID-funded STRIDES for Family Health Project, which is implemented by Management Sciences for Health. And STRIDES works to improve the integrated delivery of health services for maternal and child health, as well as family planning, in 15 districts in western, eastern, and central Uganda. The project does this through strengthening the capacity of districts and facilities in the areas of clinical skills, improvement, quality improvement, leadership, and management. Just to give some background on Uganda, Uganda faces significant obstacles in reaching the Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5, which are focused on child and maternal health. While the country is making progress, maternal and neonatal mortality ratios are high. In 2011, the Demographic and Health Survey found that the maternal mortality ratio in Uganda was 438 per 100,000, and the neonatal mortality rate was 27 per 1,000. The percentage of births assisted by skilled providers has improved and has increased in the past 5 years from 42% in 2006 to 58% in 2011. In the area of family planning, which we know is a proven intervention for reducing maternal and neonatal mortality, the use of family planning is quite low. Contraceptive prevalence rate for married women aged 15 to 49 is 30% for any modern method. And it was found that 34% of currently married women have an unmet need for family planning. In order to address Uganda's high maternal and neonatal mortality ratios, as well as the high unmet need for family planning, STRIDES introduced an improvement collaborative that aimed to improve quality of high impact maternal, neonatal, and family planning interventions and scale them up. And many of you may be familiar with an improvement collaborative, but in case you're not, I will talk about exactly what it is. It is a structured quality improvement approach that organizes a number of teams or health facilities to work together for a period of 12 to 18 months, aiming to achieve significant improvement in a specific area of care. The intention is to accelerate both the pace and geographic spread of the technical package, even in the context of weak health systems facing severe material and human resource constraints. Central to the improvement collaborative methodology is the focus on collaborative efforts of health facility teams that learn together rather than individual sites working on their own. The improvement collaborative approach combines traditional quality improvement methods like teamwork, process analyses, introduction of standards, measurements of quality indicators, training, job aids, and coaching. With the goal of improving maternal and newborn health, through the Improvement Collaborative, it was decided that three best practices would be introduced to facilities. The first was essential obstetric care, which we measured through the use of a partograph, which monitors the progression of labor, as well as the application of active management of the third stage of labor to reduce postpartum hemorrhage. The second package of services was the essential newborn care that was measured through seven key practices. And those are immediate breastfeeding, keeping the baby warm, clean umbilical cord care, provision of vitamin K, tetracycline eye ointment, and vaccinations for BCG and polio. And lastly, providers were trained in how to provide counseling to postpartum women on family planning and to provide the methods. The improvement collaborative methodology follows a phased approach, beginning with introduction in a select number of demonstration facilities, followed by a purposeful spread to the expansion facilities. The objective of the staggered implementation is to first test the selected best practices and produce effective changes, and subsequently utilize the knowledge and skills gained by the demonstration sites to spread these changes to a larger number of facilities. The ultimate goal for the expansion sites is to integrate the technical package at a faster rate than the demonstration sites, exemplifying the effect of collaborative learning. The Strides for Family Health project started this process in March of 2012 with 10 facilities in two districts, and then expanded it to another 36 districts in eight more, another 36 facilities in eight more districts, for a total of 46 facilities. Quality improvement teams were formed at the participating health facilities, which included hospitals and Health Center 4 and Health Center 3, which, with representatives from the maternity units, laboratories, antenatal and family planning clinics, records, and administration. The role of the facility quality improvement team was to identify performance gaps and subsequently analyze and implement solutions to address these gaps. The teams were oriented in the technical package of services using existing tools and job aids, and the topics included team building, data collection, reporting, facilitative supervision, and problem solving. The district quality improvement teams were charged with leading the improvement collaborative process at the health facilities. The team members conducted bi-monthly meetings to provide coaching and mentoring to the facility quality improvement teams in the areas of action plan implementation and adherence to clinical standards. A tool was developed to assist the facilities in capturing data on a weekly basis from each service point, which could then be used to populate the register for the monthly facility data. Their data was routinely validated for quality during each coaching visit by random sampling and verifying it for accuracy. The use of data for decision making was emphasized during coaching visits and learning sessions. Facility quality improvement teams learned to use a documentation journal to document their challenges, gaps, changes that were tested, and the results. The data was then plotted as a linear trend chart to assist the quality improvement teams in analysis of the challenges and progress. Learning sessions were then conducted every 4 to 6 months to enable participating sites to share accomplishments, lessons learned, and adopt effective local practices for scale-up within the health system. Additionally, effective changes were identified during these learning sessions and were documented, adopted for implementation by facilities. In order to maximize learning and collaboration, the quality improvement facilities from 3 to 4 districts gathered together at a central location for this learning session. So we have results after after 6 months and 12 months of implementing this improvement collaborative. And as you can see from the chart, the results are promising. The three service areas made considerable progress over the time. And you can see in the bar in the blue is the baseline, and the red is 6 months after implementation, and the green is 12 months after implementation. So the first graph shows that deliveries in which a partograph was used rose from 28% at baseline to 75% after 12 months. The next one, the percentage of deliveries in which active management of the third stage of labor went from 54% to 82% a year later. Essential newborn care was practiced in 70% of deliveries compared to 27% at the beginning. And the percentage of postpartum women who were counseled on family planning rose from just 12% to 52%. Now, of course, all of the facilities were trying to get to 100% for all of these practices, but there were reasons why they were not able to do that. And one of the biggest reasons cited by the team was that women in Uganda generally do not go to a facility until they're in a critical situation with a complicated delivery. And then in that situation, health caregivers are in a rush situation to save lives, and they don't focus on following all the standards of care. And in the second learning session that the groups underwent, they discussed how improving facility services was not enough, that outreach needed to be done so that women were sensitized to come to health facilities earlier during their pregnancy and in their birth so that they wouldn't come in an emergency situation like we see so often in Uganda. So the results that they got were achieved through a series of changes that were instituted by the quality improvement teams. And these included improvements in adherence to evidence-based standards for maternal and neonatal health services, improvements in registers and data collection, where columns were added to maternity registers for the key services. To address stockouts in medicine, there was internal reallocation of drugs from overstocked to understocked sites. There were photocopies made of the Partograph tool when copies of the tool ran out. Trained service providers conducted on-the-job training on long-term family planning methods to their peers. And teams used a documentation journal that I mentioned before and flowcharts for processes under improvement to keep records of all of the improvement activities at the sites. So in conclusion, there were many lessons learned through implementing the improvement collaborators in these sites in Uganda. The improvement collaborative approach empowers teams to explore simple and locally generated solutions rather than relying on the central level to address all the challenges at the facility level. For example, posting reminders to abide by clinical standards on notice boards, reorganization of service delivery processes, and modifying existing tools to improve documentation were effective in addressing gaps in service delivery and improving overall performance of facilities. Involving the health district team in coaching and mentoring, it was found to be crucial for district ownership and uptake of quality improvement interventions in a sustainable manner. It also helps improve facility engagement and motivation to implement the planned activities. Involving the leadership and management of the facility accelerates problem solving since the facility managers have influence over resource allocation. Integrating family planning provision in the immediate postpartum period helps address the high missed opportunity for family planning access by women of reproductive age. Changing the behavior of women to accept family planning services needs more emphasis during antenatal care clinics. Building the skills of providers and offering immediate postpartum family planning is essential to meet the new demand. We also found that lower level providers like nursing assistants and other personnel are often left out of formal classroom training, but yet are heavily involved in patient care. The Improvement Collaborative relies on offering on-site coaching and mentoring and building the technical capacity of various cadres involved in patient care, so the whole quality improvement team is involved and oriented. The Improvement Collaborative relies on routine data collection and validation at facilities, which ensures high quality of data, timely feedback from coaches, and uses of data for decision making. The Improvement Collaborative can be introduced at any time during program implementation with minor modifications to a regular approach. And lastly, we learned that programs can use the Improvement Collaborative approach to accelerate local capacity building, empowerment, and institutionalization. Thank you very much.